In the 15th century, known as the Renaissance period, there was a renewed interest in learning, not only in art, but also in science and knowledge. This is a great period of time for advances, not only in healthcare, but also some inventions that are actually going to be important in healthcare. One of the issues at hand was that there was no standardization of healthcare or information. So, if you were a physician in Morocco and you knew something or saw something, there wasn't really a good way to let all of the medical community know what you were seeing, to document it, and to provide that information to other people. There was no way for everyone to know the same information other than from personal contact. In fact, at the time, physicians were trained as apprentices, learning one-on-one from the person they followed around. Andreas Vesalius, now known as the father of anatomy, was a Belgian surgeon practicing in Italy. He was interested in the dissection of cadavers. He would teach in an amphitheater where he would dissect a cadaver and have people stand around as he explained what he saw. He would draw pictures of the anatomy that he would share with individuals. This was a way to disseminate medical information to large groups and was a novel approach at the time, but still limited. The next invention that comes up during this time period is the printing press. While you might not think that this is a healthcare innovation, think about how the information in providing healthcare is being disseminated. With the invention of the printing press, Andreas can take his vast knowledge and the drawings he would make during the dissections and put it into a book to share with many people. This was the first anatomy book, Humani Corporis Fabrica, which importantly means that everyone is working from the same information. That is going to make a huge difference in the way that doctors can be educated and scientists can add to each other's work. You can see that he would even show the muscular system of the skeleton. This looks very much like the Body World exhibits where they have the poses of the skeletons with all of the muscles dissected out so you could specifically see them. People start to live a little bit longer during this period. They are more informed. Things like diet and medicine and the principles that the Greeks espoused were being disseminated more readily. A diet plan could be put into words, printed by a printing press, and disseminated to people. With the advances made by the printing press and in teaching, you now have the need for formal teachers, professors, authors for those scientific books, artists for the scientific drawings or medical renderings. You will also need people who can run the printing press. Therefore, we can identify new careers in teaching, engineering, and scientific and medical publishing due to these advancements.